Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Bennett's here, too. Elise, I've been saying that now, folks, for almost 14 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate Elise's 14th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust, and she's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the author of many books, including the Creative Professional's Guide to Money and Stop Pushing Me Around, which is written for introverts and shy people like me. Elise Minden, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
What are you laughing about? Why are you laughing?
Because we know you're an introvert. We can tell you're an introvert.
I am an ambivert.
An amnivert?
I'm an ambivert.
Ambivert, that
yes.
You're both.
Yeah, well, I'm a chameleon. I can be. I like keeping my own company, but if I have to, I can party down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the best way to be.
I've been diagnosed that, and they gave me the pills for it and everything. I'm all ready to go. Hey, we're going to talk about how to find customers through LinkedIn. But first, I want you to talk to us about something you've been working on lately, which is how to grow from an independent, sole proprietor, party of one, charmed quirk, as my friend Rich Galen calls it, to being a little bit bigger. I did this myself. How do you do that?
Well, that's my question, because I have a lot of clients who are relatively successful solopreneurs and freelancers and getting a lot of work, but can't handle all of it and not exactly sure which steps to take and in what order in mm-hmm. order to grow to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to... I have not figured it out. I need to figure it out for myself as well. But I feel like part of it has to do with getting the right help. It seems to me that's one of the first steps, is knowing what kind of help you need.
But that's what you got to do first. You got to know what kind of help.
Right.
I have a little approach that I use that I recommend to people, and that is fire yourself from a job that you don't have to do and promote yourself to a job that nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
And as the CEO of your business, do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so
doing your bookkeeping.
That's right. Maybe your marketing, maybe the scheduling, maybe answering your phone. Whatever is distracting you, whatever doesn't directly connect to a customer that is not putting rocks in the box, you know, whatever is not your core competency, and it's not, as the big companies say, customer facing. Whatever is like that, then hire somebody to do that, and that not only allows you to not have to do those jobs, but it also helps you not worry about them.
Right, but then a lot of the people I work with are not necessarily in a financial position to invest that money. So that seems to have to come first, right?
Well,
how do you?
It does, but you use the right word. It's mm-hmm. not an expense; it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. The good news, though, Elise, as you know, is you can hire people to help you part time. You can,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I did. The first employee I ever had was mm-hmm. one I shared in the executive suite that I rented.
Mm-hmm.
My rent and, you know, I had to write a little bit more money for my rent, but it includes somebody to answer my phone. It includes somebody to do a few things for me. And that was, they weren't really my employees, but I had access to that help. And that's how mm-hmm. I grew into finally hiring my first employee.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about virtual help, like virtual assistants and, you know, freelancers who live in other parts of the country or the world?
I think it's an extremely growing business. We've talked about this on the show many times with somebody who basically founded the DoubleClick. I think they call it Double Team DoubleClick, I think is the name. But But I think that's fine. That doesn't work for everybody, though. I think some people may have for some folks it works well, for some folks it may not. So that's, you just got to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, though, is you don't have to make a big investment to get some of this stuff off of you.
Because I do, and I feel this myself, you know, feel like, oh, no, but I have to do that. And it's hard to figure out which things to delegate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because as you say, the marketing, I mean, I teach people how to do their marketing. And for the most part, it seems like they're the best people to do it because they know their services well. They know their clients the best. How do you teach that to someone else?
The thing is, you know, there are more than one thing to do in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing can be broken down into the backroom stuff, and then the stuff that touches the customer. Stuff that touches the customer, you do that.
Right.
But the other stuff, you know, maybe you need to hire an agency. Maybe you need to hire somebody to do some creative stuff for you. You know, I did my own brochures because I knew how to do it. But I probably, I didn't have to invest the money, but I did have to invest the time. But I didn't sleep a lot in those days either. At least.
And it might have looked better if you had hired someone else to do it.
It might have, but the point is you've got to learn how to delegate, and that is really hard for solopreneurs, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it just a question of practice makes perfect?
I don't know. I just know that it wasn't easy for me to delegate. You know what you have to do? You have to say never. Stop letting the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I know when you and I do it, it's perfect. But we can't grow if everything has to be perfect.
I don't think it's perfect when I do it, frankly.
Well, you can seek excellence, and I say this on the show all the time. You should seek excellence, but you should not seek perfection. And if your employee has to do it the way you do it, you'll never have another employee.
Right, and I actually have found that when I delegate things, the people I delegate to often do it better and differently than I would have even thought of doing.
But you wouldn't have thought that in the beginning.
Right.
And you had to let your barrier down. You had to pull your shields down and allow it to happen, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any books about how to grow a business that you recommend?
I don't have anything offhand. I hadn't thought about that beforehand, but I'm sure they're out there. But folks, the main thing is, if you have to do everything perfectly like you do it, you won't grow. You have to get over perfection and seek excellence. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, otherwise you will not grow at all. Right back with Elise Bennett. We're going to get her to help us with this LinkedIn thing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.